We got an email from someone named Karen, and I guess we're going to actually be talking to her boss. But she's a longtime listener. She says here, I wanted to say thank you for being on the air right now and helping us all. Hashtag stay connected. Your voices bring a sense of normalcy to this time. And can we just talk about Isla, a star in the making for sure. So, Vinny, have you taken your kids to the Tech Interactive? It used to be the Tech Museum of Innovation in San Jose, because I actually took my kids there when they were little.
I haven't yet. Isn't it over near Shoreline?
I'm not sure exactly where it is. I thought it was actually in downtown San Jose, but maybe it's moved. But either way, it's basically an interactive place where, you know, kids can get some hands-on stuff, and obviously no one can go there right now. So they did a quick pivot, and they've got a thing called the Tech at Home, which is a site to keep your kids busy.
Cool.
So this is actually something that your kids might be interested in, especially your older one. Right now, we are going to talk to Gretchen Walker. She's the Vice President of Learning at the Tech. Gretchen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And you're right, Sarah. We are in downtown San Jose.
Okay. So is it the same location? Because years and years ago, we had a gig to do in San Jose, and I brought my whole family and took the kids. And we were very impressed when it was the museum, you called it the museum. But now it's called the Tech Interactive.
Yeah, and we've really kind of leaned into trying to help people develop their own confidence in making and engineering and design skills. And so since we've all been stuck at home, and we're stuck at home with our kids just like a lot of your listeners, we've been figuring out how to do those same kinds of activities with the stuff in our junk drawers and our recycling bins.
You actually have like instructional, like projects that kids can do at home.
Yeah. So we are right now, we're in the middle of our 10 days of design challenges. And every day we have a super simple challenge that you can do with kids of all ages, or set them loose to do on their own once you give them the challenge and a few materials. We have them in English. We have them in Spanish. And we're finding it's a great way to get kids away from the screens for a little bit, since so much of what they're doing is screen-based right now,
right,
and develop their sense of confidence. Like, there's nothing like actually creating something that kind of helps restore your sense of positivity and excitement. That's why
right.
you see so many people baking and stuff like that right now. So this is kind of the equivalent of that for your kids.
But people do find this on the web, correct? What is the website people find all this at?
So the website is thetech.org, and it's called The Tech at Home. If you follow the link that says The Tech at Home, there are all kinds of activities that you can do there. You can stream our IMAX movies there. We have a virtual field trip in case you miss being able to come to the Tech Interactive. So there's lots of different options for you to do with kids of all ages.
The site is super. So thetech.org, it comes right up, and it's immediate. Our at-home activities will bring out your inner innovator. Yeah, this is really, really cool.
This is actually a pretty helpful thing for anybody who's stuck at home with kids right now. Just like, what can we do that's actually seems to be somewhat productive? I think this is awesome.
Well, it's also, we're finding it's giving people a chance to be social. My daughter's 10, and she got bored of just video chatting with her friends and complaining about the virus about 2 days into this. And so now this has been really helpful for her to have something to do. And when her friends call, she shows them the project, challenges them to do the project. So it's been great for productivity and happiness in our house.
Well, Gretchen, thank you for coming on today. And anybody who's in the San Jose area and beyond should definitely check out the Tech Interactive once it's open again, once we get back to normal. But in the meantime, thetech.org with the Tech at Home. Thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, thank you for having me. And, you know, this would normally be a big month for us with field trips and schools and families coming in to see us. So we are losing a lot of ticket revenue right now. So if you check out our website and you like our activities and you're one of the lucky people who can work from home, we'd love a donation of any size. Thanks.
And is there anybody that you'd like to say hi to this morning? Do a little shout out?
Sure. I'd like to do a shout out to my team who's working at the Tech at Home. You guys are awesome. You're producing incredible materials from your kitchens, and keep doing the great work.
Right on, Gretchen. Thank you
so much, Gretchen. If you want more information on this, go to our radioalice.com/hero. Gretchen's contact, all the contact information and everything you want to know about the segment that we just did will be on there.